Neil Kennigeyer heads Mercy Corps, which is still operating in Iraq. He joins us from Portland, Oregon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Nice to be with you.
And can you tell us what Mercy Corps is doing now in Iraq?
Well, we're rebuilding schools, we're improving health systems, we're improving the quality of water. We're working with local Iraqi community groups as they identify needs in their communities mm-hmm. that will enhance their life and give some hope for the local economy.
And Mr. Kennigeyer, how many Iraqis are working and how many, I guess, for lack of a better term, foreign nationals are in your programs there?
Well, we've got several hundred people who work for us, but of course the key people to our program are our national team members.
Are they concerned?
You know, one cannot operate in Iraq today and not be concerned.
May I ask Mr. Kennigeyer, does Mercy Corps get any USAID money?
We do get USAID money, along with private funds, along with money from other governments around the world.
And do you have any concern that this makes Mercy Corps seem as if it's part of the American occupation force?
It is important that we're honest with the communities, explain the sources of our funding as we do, but that we are an independent agency, that the money that comes from a government is not money that's designed to support one agenda or another, and that we explain what our humanitarian values and principles are, and then we work with the communities in such a way so as they invite us in. And that kind of approach in most places around the world enables you to do good work.
What happens when you have one of these prominent international aid agencies, humanitarian agencies, that's withdraws and says, we just can't work in Iraq anymore? Does that affect you?
Of course it affects us. We have enormous respect for those agencies. Those are some of the best agencies in the world. But in our view, it would be a shame if all of the agencies left, because there are parts of the countries where good work can be done. And there's so many Iraqi people. When you've been there, and I've been there, and you meet these young Iraqis who have hope for a better future, who want to be connected to the outside world, you feel a responsibility, if you can, to support their aspirations, dreams, and hopes.
Mm-hmm. So Mercy Corps is staying, but at the same time, it sounds as if you reassess that decision every few weeks.
Well, every day. You know, we, like so many agencies, have lost workers over the last several years. We've lost 6 workers over the last 5 years.
What happened, Mr. Kennigeyer, may we ask?
We lost a couple of workers in Afghanistan who apparently were in the wrong place at the wrong time. We lost a couple of workers in Eritrea, and we lost a couple of workers in Kosovo who were trying to defend a warehouse against looters. This was humanitarian aid and food that they were trying to defend without weapons, but just with the power of persuasion and moral reasoning.
Have you had to talk to their families?
I have. I have traveled to those countries and have had to meet with their families, and it's one of the most difficult and pain-wrenching things that you can do, is to look at a mother, look at a spouse, look at children, and say how sorry you are and how much their efforts meant to your organization and how much you will try to honor their memory by carrying on the good work.
Mr. Kennigeyer, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Neil Kennigeyer, Chief Executive Officer of Mercy Corps, an international relief organization, speaking with us from Portland, Oregon.